Let's meet the brilliant actor that goes by the name of Mr. John Sim. Morning, John.
He looks so tired. he looks so bad.
Silly. You know, so you get some people in here are morning people and other people who aren't, and I put you in the not a morning person category.
I'm not a morning person.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Are you right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I've just woken up in the room in there.
Yeah.
I've just come round.
You look so much more wide awake than you did when I saw you 15 minutes ago. But you're a dad, aren't you?
I am. Yeah, twice.
How old are your children?
I've got a 6-year, well, six in about a week,
okay.
Little boy, and a 5-month-old little girl.
So wow. you must be getting up in the middle of the night and getting up early and all that, or?
Yeah, well, my wife is.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. she's breastfeeding, so I can't really do anything about that.
Right.
So, you know.
So I'll leave her to it.
Yeah.
You can't join in on that
it's
one,
it's not my job.
No, exactly. No. You do right. Then you may as well get the sleep for the for the pair of you. That's what I'd be like. By the way, Dave isn't here. I know you'd be gutted to hear that, as a big fan of the show that you are.
No, he's just had a baby. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's in his house now.
With his new baby.
Morning, John.
Hello.
So there, so you can still join in.
The first thing John said to me this morning was, just give him the time off. Why is he still working?
Because Dave is greedy.
You see, this way I can get a contributor's fee.
Oh, I see.
We're freelance, so if we don't work, we don't get paid.
I see. So
those nappies and breast pumps don't come cheap.
That's very true.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. I spent a fortune on breast pumps, like you wouldn't believe.
89 quid for a breast pump yesterday.
89
really?
Yeah. Quid?
89 pounds.
And am I right in saying that just helps the milk flow?
Yeah, Jane is currently wired up to it as we speak.
Oh, stop it.
I'm not being funny, but why wouldn't you just give him a squeeze?
It's called expressing, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to express yourself. In the words of NWA and Madonna, express yourself, which is what she's doing.
I don't think the NWA song was about expressing milk.
Mm.
I've got to be honest with you.
But no, £89, but it is all worthwhile. And also, you see, what it means is that dads can then feed their kids, even if it's breast milk, you see?
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Mm.
There you go, John.
Yeah, yeah. No, we've got loads of iced milk in the freezer. Breast milk. Yeah, it's not nice. You don't get it mixed up when you're getting your gin and tonic.
Have you tasted it?
Yeah, but not recently.
See,
I've
well, you, sure, you've got to be curious, right?
Yeah, yeah. You've
got to go,
tiny bit.
She's not looking.
Yeah.
I've got two children. I was never curious to try breast milk.
Never tried breast milk?
Nope.
I've got to be honest. I'd be curious.
It's a bit yellowy.
Not your wife's, Tom, I'll be honest.
Well, I don't take that personally. Neither would I.
If it's your own wife, it's like, you know, you can just like have a little dab and put it in your tongue. I didn't gulp any down.
You didn't have like a shot glass full.
Stick it on your cornflakes.
Use it on your cornflakes, exactly.
I mean, what does it taste of? Does it taste of milk?
It's horrible.
Is it?
It's a bit sweet.
Is it cheesy? I'd imagine it to be a bit.
No, not cheesy.
Is it not?
That's.
I don't mean
cottage cheese.
Yeah. I can imagine it being a bit lumpy.
A bit lumpy,
If you left it on the side for a week, it would go cheesy, though, wouldn't it, probably?
What are you really talking about?
Do you know what? Let's move on.
Breast cheddar.
Breast butter. Mm. Be brilliant.
Listen, John's in to try to plug his play.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You know, all these great things that John's done, I was talking to him about drinking his own wife's breast milk.
Surreal.
I apologise. First of all, I know you've done many, many acting roles. But I loved Life on Mars.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely loved it.
Nice one, thanks.
And, I'm angry that you didn't want to do another one. However, I do think it's a very, very clever move.
I think so.
I really do, because I think you could have done that for, you know, for a long, long, long time, Life on Mars, when I think, it was very, I think I'd say, well, I would imagine, for me, it would take a lot of balls to go, do you know what, we're done two, let's move on.
Mm. Yeah. There's a lot of reasons why, but I do think it's a good move. It'll be a classic, you know, two series, bang, out. Like The Prisoner, 16 episodes, finished, and then no one can say, oh, God, do you remember when it was good, you know?
But then there's going to be a spin-off.
There is, they're filming it at the moment. Phil's doing a spin-off, called Ashes to Ashes.
Will you do a cameo in that?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't read it.
Come on.
No idea.
Just walk past the camera in the background, one office to another. That would be great.
I consider, if Matthew sort of rang me up and said, look at this, and what do you think about this? I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, it's not my show.
Do you think it's a good idea to do a spin-off?
I don't think anything about it. I'm you know, he's a brilliant character. No, Gene Hunt's a fantastic character.
He's a great character, yeah.
And if I would have wanted to carry on, I would have, you know, we would have carried on. But I didn't want to do any more.
No.
But I think, you know, I think the public should have more Gene Hunt.
Yeah.
He's wonderful, yeah.
He's great. You obviously, you enjoy acting?
Yeah, it's all right. It's work, isn't it?
Because
yeah.
I've heard interviews with you before when you've obviously been in a very good mood.
Yeah.
I had you on Jonathan Ross a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
And you sounded like you're in a great mood, having a laugh.
Yeah.
Enjoying. And I've also had interviews with you before where you've been like, you just kind of seem a bit bored of the whole acting thing, and it's just, as if it's a huge chore. And,
I know, but do you know what? When it's written down, printed interviews, it's you don't come across very well.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? If it depends how you're feeling. They take these quotes out of context and blah, 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 and there's nothing you can do. Once they edit it and write it down, it just makes... And if they think, oh, you know, it's a bit moany, they'll make you look moany.
Well, sure. Of course they will.
So it's best not to moan, but I'm learning that slowly.
But you're an actor. You'd class yourself as an actor. You enjoy acting, you...
Yeah, yeah. It's fantastic for the... You know, when you're filming, it's... You only get to do it for, like, you know, a few seconds or a couple of minutes at a time. Yeah. And it's very, 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 very technical. You know, it obviously doesn't look it, but it's very technical. But when like I'm doing a play now and I get to be the character the whole night, you know, so that's better for me at the moment.
Right.
You know, so as long as I keep switching between them, it'll be.
But there's no money fine. In the theatre. It's all on the telly.
Tell me about it.
It's all in the movies.
I know.
So am I right in saying, so as an actor who wants to act, theatre's better because you get to do it for an hour and a half. Whereas if you do a series, which will be great and everyone will see it and you get money for it, you know, like, am I right in saying you might sit in your trailer for 2 hours and then kind of stand around, do a couple of lines, stand around and wait, do the same lines again, stand around and wait?
Yeah, there's a lot of waiting around. I mean, on Life on Mars, it was a curse and a blessing. I was in every single scene, so I didn't do any waiting around.
Right.
So it went really quickly, you know. The days were just whizzed by, and, you know, I prefer to be busy if I'm going to be there. The waiting around bit is horrid.
Because I've done, you know, when I've done acting myself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're a huge name.
Yeah. You had two minor one-line roles where you played yourself.
I've had three.
Three. What was the third one? You were in Wimbledon.
Wimbledon, the great movie.
Where you were on in the background as a regular. Although you actually edited out of the proper release one in America, and you only made the British cut.
Is that true?
Yeah. Because
really?
Yeah. The American one was. Who was it? Was it not Danny?
DeVito.
No, on the radio.
Lover.
No, Danny.
Boy.
No. Oh, who's the radio? Who am I thinking of?
And the juniors.
Danny Kelly.
No, Danny. Baker. Danny Baker.
Was
it not Danny Baker? So I got chopped. Yeah, but it was the pair of us. I thought.
No, I thought that you were just in.
Well, whatever.
Anyway,
John's getting bored.
Robots, you were in as well.
Robots, I was in, but I also did Hotel Babylon.
Oh, yes, you did, of course.
Yeah, I did a cameo in that.
Yeah. And Robots.
Yeah, it's like animated.
I've got that. Well, Ryan's got it at home.
I'm in it.
Are you in it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Four seconds.
I went it twice, John.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you've got some professional audio equipment to spot him.
That's not fair. I'm in quite an integral scene. I interview... It's all about Big Weld. I've never seen it.
You say hello, Big Weld.
No, I introduced the Big Weld show.
Mm. Yeah.
And then so, hey, John, it's Big Weld. That's me.
Jonathan Ross was in Shrek.
But yeah, but you know what, about Robots, when I got asked to be in that, I got very excited, and I find out that everybody in London had been asked to do a line in Robots, and everybody's in it. It's like, everybody, my mum's in it, my cleaner's in it, you know, Terry Wogan's in it, but, you know.
You can't lump Wogan in with your cleaner, he's a little bit better known.
So, tell me about, what's the play about? I won't go, I don't like
it. No, mate, don't worry, I don't really go to the theatre much either.
You know, so you can act it, but you couldn't sit and watch.
Oh, yeah, no, I can. I mean, I have been obviously a few times, but I'm not a massive theatre goer. You know, so don't worry about it. It's fine. But it's good play.
Do you know what? I'm getting the impression from me, John, that everything you have.
What can you do? It's all right.
It's all right.
I went and asked John if it was a musical. And it's not
it's not a musical
at all.
Why would you ask that?
Well, because, you know, we were talking about whether it's musical. I need to know whether you'd like it or not. It's not a musical, is it? Because
it's called Elling.
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's about two Norwegian mental patients.
Oh, Jesus, John. What,
it's a musical.
So what?
And it's a musical.
Is it funny?
Ta-da! Singing and dancing.
So I want to go.
Let me see it.
Yeah.
No, it's a comedy. It's good. It's funny. It's nice.
Is it funnier than art?
Oh, I hope so, yeah.
Did you ever see that?
No, I didn't see it.
It's not funny.
It didn't sound funny.
It's not funny. Will I laugh?
Yeah, you probably will laugh. It's funny. Okay. I hope. Anyway.
Sell it, John. Come on.
It's good. Come and see it.
There you go. It's at the Trafalgar Studios in London. On now.
Yeah.
Runs till when?
October the 6th.
Right.
Whoa.
So yeah. Then you need, everyone need listening around the UK, why not book a nice trip to London and go and see John Sim and Elling at the Trafalgar Studios? There you go.
Yeah, do you have an understudy then, if you're off ill or don't feel up to it?
There's one understudy for all the male parts, which, you know, it's weird because he's got to play everybody. But and hopefully no one's going to be off. I've been threatened, you know, with death if I'm off.
What happens if two people are off?
And then we're in trouble.
Yeah. Could he not do it with different outfits and swap places?
Different voices.
Yeah.
They might have to stick some music in then, wouldn't
he? He's playing both the Norwegians. What are you doing? Nothing.
Hurdy-gurdy, I'm out. Yeah,
that's no. Right.
Hurdy-gurdy day, bring the world slightly closer together.
We haven't had any racism on the show yet. It's 8:57. It's nice to get it out now. Xenophobic comments from Dave. And who do you play?
I play Ellie.
Right.
He's a kind of, a very, well, he's ill, you know. He's they're not horrible, they're really lovely characters.
And this is a comedy?
It's a comedy, yeah. Right. They basically get, they're in a mental home, and they get let out and put into a flat in the centre of Oslo, and they have to fend for themselves, and they've got a social worker that keeps nipping in, and they can't answer the phone or go out, or, you know, everything's a nightmare for them.
I'd laugh at that.
Sounds good, isn't it?
Exactly.
It sounds like stuff you shouldn't laugh at in real life.
Exactly.
Right.
It's that kind of comedy.
So because it's made up, we can have a good giggle.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, it's not...
No, they can't answer the phone.
It's not taking the rip out of them, it's the situations, right. You know, and, you know, they're quite tragic characters, but it's a lovely place. It's a good laugh, hopefully.
All right, brilliant. And it's set in the north in the 70s. Yeah.
With a massive cortina.
Yeah. All right, well, are you going to hang around for a bit?
Yeah,
sure. Those things we want to talk to
you
about.
Yeah, please.
I want to get you all enthusiastic and fired up.
No, I do. I'm awake now.
All right, good.
We have the pub quiz to play.
Yeah, are you good with general knowledge questions?
I'll give it a go.
Yeah. Trust me, you don't have to be that good to beat any of us. All right, well, John Sim, book your weekend in London now. Oh, I'll come down during the week. Is it every day?
It's every blinking day.
7 days a week?
8 days a week. I've got to do 8 shows a week.
So until October.
Week, and 2 on Wednesday and 2 on Saturday.
You're going to be knackered.
Yeah, it's pretty full. It's quite physical as well, you know, it's all... But it's great, it's good, you know.
That's 9 shows a week, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought that. It's 9, surely, every day.
Which day have you got off?
Every night, apart from Sunday.
Oh, right, well,
It's not every night, then.
Well, every night, apart from Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. It's every night day from Monday to Saturday.
Yeah, and 2 on a Wednesday and a Thursday, or whatever.
Exactly. 2 on a Wednesday, 2 on a Saturday.
There you go.
Right. All right, well, Ellen, it's called at Trafalgar Studios in London. There you go. That's a nice plug.
Thank you.
Good. And I'll go and see it.
Dude, it's funny. Yeah, Jonathan Ross said he was coming to see it. Go with him.
Has he been yet?
Not yet. He's gone on holiday, hasn't he?
Right.
There's a text here, Chris. It says, I saw Elling last week and John got 3 standing ovations, so stop being coy. It was the best play I have ever seen.
Oh, thanks, Mum. I knew she'd come through.
They don't put their name on that text. It's anonymous.
Yeah, you probably recognise the number, though. It's yours. All right, well, hang around. John Simmer's here. Right, Dave, you ready for Tedious Link?
Ready, yes.
Good one today?
It's all right.
All right. Fantastic.
It's a great record of this song. Good choice, Dave.
Thanks very much.
All right.
Cheers, sir.
You two, just for Dom. Dominic and chosen by Dave. It's you two, Stuck in a Moment that you can't get out of. It was a great record. Well done, Dave. Very
Thank you very much.
Was that a bartering deal with Sarita?
I don't know.
Because if you were choosing a YouTube song, you wouldn't have chosen that.
No, to be honest with you, as we said before, where the link goes, nobody knows. I'm not sure how that one came out of the pile, but it was lovely to hear it. I was seldom heard on national radio.
Well, there you go. Seamless link?
Yes, all bar one thing, that being that Norman Lamont was apparently never Deputy Prime Minister. I thought he was, but he was in fact Chancellor of the Exchequer in the days of John Major. Other than that, bang on, I think.
Was I not right about The Doors?
What did you say? That wasn't written by Will Young.
No, I don't think The Doors version of Light My Fire was the original. I think
Jose Feliciano, I think, wrote it originally.
So I am right.
Well, no, but you didn't say his name.
Yeah, but I said it was a cover.
Well, yes, okay.
And by the way, screw you to everybody texting, go, Chris, the Doors song's not a cover. They wrote Light My Fire. Now, stuff off, you know nothing.
I'll double check it, but I think it was Jose Feliciano originally.
Well, whatever. I'm right. End of. Say this, John. God damn it.
Yeah. This is your show.
I could be like Gene Hunt's, like,
see that.
You know, nephew.
Shut at you. Sit down, shut up.
The thing is, he's a cockney, you know, Gene. Not a lot of people
He's
know
been
that.
On the show.
Oh, he's been on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I never realised his brother's a great actor. His brother is in Hustle, and, you know, which is also made by the same people who make Life on Mars.
Mm.
Very clever. Yeah. Keep it in the family.
Have you heard they're making it in America?
What?
Life on Mars.
An American version?
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah. John refused to be in it. And do you know who's playing? Is this true, or you just playing with me earlier?
What did I say? Who did I say was
it? Was he playing with you earlier? What was that?
Oh, because I think he's cottoned on to the fact I'm naive.
Oh, they tried. No, they tried to. They went round everybody trying to cast these. They're remaking it, like they remake
right.
everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? And it's been on there. It was a big success there. Why they've got to remake it, but they're doing it anyway. And they went round everybody, tried to get to cast these two parts. And in the end, they rang us both up and said, "Do you want to do it in America?" And we were like, "No. We've done it in England."
Would you not do it in America?
No, I don't want to do the same thing again, but with an American
accent. Money. Well, it would be great, because how would you have to be American?
I guess so, yeah. I didn't really follow it up very much. It was like a no, no.
How could, what, Gene Hunt would have American accent?
Yeah, well, they're going to say
listen, what?
Yeah, they'd be like in Baltimore or something like
that. It'd be like Crockett and Pullet.
The thing is, it's already been done in America. It's called Starsky and Hutch.
Well, yeah.
You know.
So are they going to make
so
it?
Who are they remaking
it? Apparently, yeah, yeah, they're remaking it, and it's been in the pipeline for a long time, but I think it was put on hold and blah blah blah. You know, I don't know. But
did they show Life on Mars, your version in America?
They did, yeah, yeah, and it won an Emmy in America.
Did it?
Yeah, well, our done. Version. Yeah, thanks. I think it was an international Emmy.
Wow.
Yeah. So they did all right, but they're still remaking it.
I'll tell you what I saw the other night. I saw Trigger Happy TV, but the American version, which is awful. That's really happy to be with Dom Jolly and
yeah.
all. It was really
yeah.
clever. It's very brilliant. Yeah. Like, you know, like screwed up candid camera. And I saw the American version, which is a few years old now. Awful. Just awful. And they redid the theme tune, the famous theme tune, which Elastica did, and they redone it, and it's just, I don't get it.
No, no. I don't know why they have to remake everything. You know, don't they speak English?
I know.
We don't remake their shows. We haven't got the budget.
Are you listening, America?
Oh, yeah. Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Well, yeah, we're live across America, by the way.
I'm sure it'll be good, though.
Yeah, it'll be brilliant.
I am looking forward to it.
Be a big hit.
Yeah.
Right, Dave, it's half time on the show. It's a bit where our good friend Dave is going to say...
Let's get ready to ramble!
How did that make it back?
I think we might win an Emmy for that feature right there.
It's amazing that survived the show, Carl,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
What was that?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a very surreal bit of the show.
I
where
thought I'd fallen asleep and gone into a coat, like a mad, weird, you know, psychedelic.
It's a bit like the audio from Some of Life on Mars.
It was. I mean, the Bring Me Sunshine thing was in one of the episodes.
It was. Yeah. So what you do is the TV themes fade in and out while Dave plays the nose flute.
Ah.
That's the bit. It's
obviously.
Both loved and hated by our audience.
I'm so stupid. I can't really believe I didn't get that straight away.
Yeah, Morecambe and Wise, Bring Me Sunshine, Mr. Ben, and then the Pearl and Dean music.
The Mr. Ben music. Oh, I was welling up. I love that.
Exactly. John Sim is here. Who is a brilliant actor and also a prolific voiceover artist.
Hey, do you know what? It's not as many as you think. There's a sound alike.
You do, but there's a couple of sound alikes, I think. There's a guy whose name I don't know. I might know it, but I'm not sure, who sounds very like you. And I reckon Max Beasley does jobs that you turn down.
So hang on, let me get this straight. So when people say when people say to me, John, they say, "Did you do the voiceover last night on this, out or the other?" And obviously I haven't. And I assume, you must be talking about John Sim, because many people, you know, mistake you and I for each other. Apparently, I don't hear it so much myself, but
it's
apparently
it's an insult, Johnson. You basically people mistake Dave's whiny voice with yours.
So then there's another person who's not you, who is actually, you know, doing the job.
Doing us.
Yeah.
He's taking both our jobs.
It's ridiculous.
Are you on any adverts at the moment?
I don't think so. I don't know. I haven't seen much telly recently. I don't know. I might be.
You don't watch TV?
I watch sometimes. I'm a little boy watches, you know, most of it. So usually I watch Star Wars 3 times a day.
Oh, man. Yesterday on the Sky, you know, you've got Sky.
Yeah.
You've got the movie channels. They've recently moved other movie channels around, which I don't get. But anyway, one is like a sci-fi horror channel. Yesterday, all day, Star Wars versus Star Trek.
Yeah, I saw the advert for that.
And I saw the advert, and I told Dominic about it. I went home, put the sci-fi channel on, screwed it up, and I'm like, oh, that's not right. And it wasn't until 8 o'clock in the evening that they were on Return of the Jedi. I found the right channel. Yeah. But by then, my girlfriend didn't fancy a night in watching The Wrath of Khan.
No, that's where it comes a cropper, isn't it?
Yeah. but anyway, no, so that's good. You should be in Star Wars. They're doing more.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're not doing more.
Yeah, they're doing 7, 8, 9.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
I'm going to look it up.
Are you going to look that up?
Yeah. You should I'm ask almost, Ewan McGregor.
He's been in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I know, well, in it. We had him on the show yesterday.
But he can't be in 7, 8, 9 because he dies in 4.
Yeah, does say that.
He does.
What? No, Alan. I can't give it away. It's the first one. It's 30 years old.
I'm joking.
No, you're not, though, are you?
I am joking.
Now, you'd be good in Star Wars.
I'd love to be in Star Wars. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it'd be great.
That would be great.
It would be great.
I have a lightsaber.
Have you?
Yes, sir.
A proper lightsaber?
Yes, sir.
No.
Yes, sir.
Have you got it on you?
No.
Oh.
That's not like that's not a euphemism. I really do have a lightsaber.
Did Obi-Wan give you a lightsaber?
No, I got it sent by some company for my birthday. But it's very good. It makes the noises.
It's a halogen bulb.
Don't ruin it for me.
Oh, sorry.
As far as I'm concerned, it's real.
But when you press the button, it goes up the shaft.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what it is.
Press the button
thing.
Up the shaft.
It sounds like a knight of yours.
And it goes...
Is this a lightsaber we're talking about?
Yeah. Looks really good.
What noise does it make again? That's pretty.
That's a good sound effect.
Thank you. You click that.
We'll get you in the new Star Wars. Well, for Alan is now researching that.
Petition.
Nothing on Internet Movie Database.
No.
Well, what about me? About new Star Wars?
Star Wars.
No, I haven't heard anything about it.
Well, I mean, maybe I'm making it up.
Oh.
Doctor Who. You played the Master.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I taped it, right? And I had to go out that night or whatever. So I watched half. I've got the last 20 minutes to watch still.
Oh, really?
And I keep thinking, and every so often I go through, oh, I've got to watch that, and then I can't watch it now. I'll watch it later. So I don't know what happened at the end.
Well, it's obviously kept you on tenterhooks then.
Well, yeah. I can't wait to watch the last 20 minutes. But I tease myself.
It scared the living daylights out of me.
Did it?
Yeah, I hadn't watched much of Doctor Who, and then I watched the last one properly, and I just got absolutely terrified.
Oh, that's great.
It was brilliant, though.
Oh, I'm glad you were scared. Not, you know, a horrible way.
You were very good.
Oh, thanks. That's good.
You're welcome.
You were good in Doctor Who.
Thank you. It was good fun to do.
I think you'd be good in Star Wars.
I do too.
Flying an X-Wing.
I'd be a bounty hunter, it'd be nice. But they can't possibly make any more Star Wars.
You could be Sam Fett, Boba Fett's... Oh, hang on, how would this work?
Sammy
Fett. Yeah, he'd be Boba Fett's son.
No, it's Jango Fett's, Boba Fett's dad,
then Boba, and then Sam...
Sammy Fett.
You're losing me now.
You've got to get into... Because the Star Wars films are all the wrong way around. People know who are listening, they know what we're talking about. I remember John in a kids' TV show called Oasis, many moons ago, says Tom.
Blimey, yeah.
Did you do kids' telly?
A long time ago.
Doing what?
I thought I'd go away with that, you know. It was a... It was called Oasis, yeah. It was, yeah.
Brilliant.
That's great.
Great synopsis.
Mm.
What was it like? What were you presenting? Or like
the best thing about it was when I was in it. It was on about 8 episodes, and when I was in it, I could actually say I was in Oasis.
Ah,
that
nice.
That was the best thing about it.
So when was this? How long ago was this?
A long time ago, but in the early 90s. When I think I just left drama school.
Okay.
Mm.
And what is an acting thing? Is that like a
I played a character called Posh Robert.
You really don't want to talk about it, do you?
No.
Okay, fine.
Oh. I'll move on.
Yeah, it was, as the title implies, you know, it was posh, yeah.
What was Posh Robert's voice like?
I can't remember.
Yeah, you can.
He lived in a caravan with loads of kids.
Hey, Dave, he sounds like your granddad.
I know. He hasn't come in yet for his tea.
David, he just has his father-in-law living currently in a caravan in his driveway.
Why?
They're down for grand.
It doesn't matter. I'll just switch
it
off.
It's a dull story.
Just switch him off. Oh, wow, there you go, you're in Oasis.
I was in Oasis for a very short while, yeah.
John Sim, right, let's run through some quick questions, and then we'll play some records, then we'll do the quiz, Rob DJ's quiz. John Sim, how many times do you get called John Sims, and does it annoy you?
Yeah, it does, loads.
Oh. Hang on, that's Grandad at the door. 2 seconds, hang on.
Dave is in the front, he's in the spare room at his house.
Oh, so he really is?
Yeah. He really has become a father this week. Wow. And the doorbell's gone, so he has to go and leave the show.
Sign back.
There you go.
You are awake, John, it's fine.
Am I asleep in a coma on the Chris Moyle show?
Mad.
In Oasis. Hello, I'm Posh Robert.
Yeah, John Sims.
Yeah, no.
That must annoy you.
Yeah, it does.
Were you born in Leeds?
Yeah, but I don't remember.
Don't make a face.
I'm not having nothing against it, but when people bring it up, I got nothing to say about it because I don't remember it. It's like, right. It's on my passport, and I'm like, yeah, apparently I was, but I don't remember it, so I can't eulogise about Leeds as much as I'd like to.
So what, you grew up in Blackpool?
No, I went to school in a place called Nelson.
Big old train.
The big place was just outside Manchester, so I kind of did all
so
my.
So you're a Manc?
Yeah, sort of gigs and things, football and all that. Yeah, sorry.
What football team do you support?
Man United.
You're born in Leeds as well.
Well, you know.
Your blood will boil.
No, it doesn't count.
And you're married, you have 2 children.
I do.
And you play bass?
No, I don't. I play guitar. No. I played guitar in a band.
Magic Alex?
Magic Alex, yeah.
Is that something else you don't talk about?
No, I've talked about it. They were great. They were really good. We did 2 tours with Echo and the Bunnymen in the 90s.
Wow!
And it was, you can get it, it's on iTunes now, you can buy the album, it's called Dated and Sexist. Go and get it. It's good.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Why don't you still keep doing it then?
Well, we did it up until about 2 years ago, and then, you know, people grow up and have kids and move away, and and everybody was busy and we couldn't do any. It just wasn't feasible to go off in a camper van with loads of lads.
I don't know, Alan still does it.
He's not even married.
All right, well, let's play 2 songs and then we'll do Rob DJ's quiz. John Sim is with us. He was famous for not being John Sims. Right. Rachel!
This is a message for students in Scotland.
Now, trust Radio 1 to bring you the best new music from across the UK and from around the world. From rock to dance, punk to bungle, trust Radio 1 to be your guide to everything you need to know about music. First, tonight from 7.
This is Zane Lowe tonight on my show, The Show Patrol. Live music around the UK as we can send you shows in your area. That's tonight, Tuesday night from 7 p.m. See you then.
Tonight from 10.
Tonight on The Colin Murray Show, loads of new music, loads of old...
Alice Editors, An End Has a Start. Great. And before that was Something Else. And now...
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, only on Radio 1.
John Sim is going to join in on the pub quiz today, the brilliant actor and voiceover artist. And of course, you may remember him from the brilliant kids' TV show Oasis and his band Magic Alex.
I remember John Sim from reading a story on CBeebies. Yeah. I watched with my son and we saw you reading the
book. Finest work, that is.
You were very good on that.
Thank you very much.
I'm in a coma.
On CBeebies.
On CBeebies. Right, listen up. Goldilocks and the Three Bloody Bears.
Oh, that would be good. Gene Hunt doing Goldilocks. That would be great.
He did it as well. We both did it.
Yeah, no, he did. That's right. Yeah, didn't he?
Well, anyway, let's do the quiz very quickly. Here's the hostess of the mostess. It's lovely Rachel.
Hello. Right, so last season, before we went on holiday, Chris, you won.
Yes.
Well done.
And I didn't cheat.
Good. I'm glad you didn't. We don't like cheating on this show.
I didn't cheat on the last week.
So we reset the scores. Dave's going to play from home.
Right.
Okay.
Cheat if he's at home.
No, do you know what? I have actually just turned the text off because I'm going to do it properly.
Okay.
I trust you.
Promise.
Right, so turn your text off.
Right, text is off.
No checking your phones.
One short. I don't have one. Don't you know what? I'll just write down the answers.
Okay, fine. All right. Turn your papers over and we'll begin. Question number one.
Right.
Name the artist who had a hit with Doja in 2005.
Well, that's easy. Come on, John.
What you do is write it down, and then after the news, we'll go through the answers.
That's right. That's easy, John. Come on.
Name the artist who had a hit with Doja in 2005.
John's always got Radio 1 on. He loves it.
Lots of music.
Question number two. In Britain, what were classified as either A or B in 1920?
Oh, can we work as one?
No,
well, no, you can't work as one.
You can if you want.
I'm not playing.
Oh, are you?
In 1920, what was classified as either A or B?
In 1920. Right. It's very obvious.
Really?
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
Think, Dom.
Apples and blackcurrants.
I've written the word options.
Question number three.
I don't.
Approximately how many rivets were used in the fourth rail bridge? 1 million, 4 million, or 7 million?
Jesus.
I don't write these questions. Your mate does. Approximately how many rivets were used in the fourth rail bridge? 1 million, 4 million, or 7 million?
Just one answer on, by the way. My friend Rob does this quiz in a pub on a Monday night. And the answers aren't his answers aren't necessarily fact.
Right.
He does make many mistakes. And I don't believe that he's counted these.
Question number four?
Yeah.
Who is Kate Hudson's famous actress mother? You're getting into it now, John.
Yeah. Got it.
So who is Kate Hudson's famous actress mother?
Oh.
I can't remember her name.
Yes.
I got it.
Have you?
Yes.
Question
also,
number five.
John, Carrie is the most competitive girl in the Western world.
Normally, and this is the truth, normally Dave will sit there, Dominic will sit there, and Carrie will lie on the floor under the table so no one can copy her answers. With her legs like a child, you know, doing her homework on a bed.
Question number five. What is the largest country in the world to have only one time zone?
Ooh.
So what is the largest country in the world to only have one time zone? Oh, your faces are hilarious today.
I've written an answer.
Right, okay.
No, I'll be wrong.
You've got 10 seconds and then that's it.
Really?
Yeah, because then we have to go
you're
to
on there, Dave?
The
court.
And
you
yeah, I'm fine. I've got five answers.
Five. Yeah.
Are four, you confident on number four,
three,
Dave?
Yes.
Two,
oh, really?
The most confident of any.
Right.
Oh, yeah, so am I.
I'm not.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Ta.
Oh, jeez. Okay, we'll have the answers in a bit.
So why am I really here? Okay. I'm in a coma.
Right.
In the future.
Right.
This is not real.
No.
You are the surgeon who is going to bring me home now that I've given you the power to destroy Gene Hunt, who is the cancer that is holding me here in this place.
Open Bank Holiday Monday. By the way, we have a clip of John in Doctor Who, and it's the worst clip that we could have found because the first 5 seconds is just clomping about. I don't know who's responsible, but this is like the idea is to go, oh, we have a clip from John in Doctor Who. Here it is. Brilliant. Did you enjoy making that?
Is he sure that's me?
Yeah. This is you getting shot, I think. Which has kind of ruined the ending for me a little bit because I haven't seen it. But
mate, that's. Yeah.
I know.
Put it down.
There you go.
I've got you. Oh, it's the women. I didn't see her.
You said, oh, it's the women?
Yeah, always the women.
Oh, I see. Okay. Oh, so you get shot by a woman. Right. Right,
so that's totally ruined it now.
I'll still watch it. I've still got it. I'll watch it. Right, let's do the answers for the quiz in a second. And then we'll let John Sim go off and carry on with his day.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
And we'll play some more music before 10 o'clock, just as a novelty. Let's get some news and sport from Dom and Carrie's 9:34.
Blood may have been found in Madeline's bedroom.
And in sports, Sol Campbell could be back in an England shirt.
Newsbeat.
Detectives in Portugal.
A very nice man and a great actor.
So are you.
Do you know, it's weird meeting you in real life because you do look like your little Trumpton Campbell Wick Green model.
that's nice.
Did you get to keep that?
No, they didn't give us.
Oh, man.
Got a picture.
It's not
the same.
Anyway, so John is here. He came in to tell us about his new play, which is called Elling, which you can see at the Trafalgar Studios in London every day apart from Sunday.
I might go and see that. I think it sounds good.
Do. Please. Yeah, well, I will. And see it. It's good.
We could have a show outing.
Mm. Yeah. We never go to the theatre, do we?
Yeah, because it's because we wouldn't like it.
We got matinee. Sort of afternoon.
On Wednesday.
Yeah. Asleep in the evening.
Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Mm. Oh, perfect.
You're not paying attention to
that.
Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Just checking which days.
How long is it, John?
The play.
Yeah.
It's about 2 hours. Jesus 2 hours, God. 10 minutes.
Does it have an interval?
Yeah. Do they sell ice creams like in the interval at theatres? Yes.
They're ice usually creams. Really expensive, though, ice creams at theatres. Don't get much for your money.
Well, I'll be outside having a fag anyway.
Yeah, you don't go for the ice cream. Mm.
Of course not, though.
Hopefully.
You go for a sim. Go for the ice cream, you'll leave with the sim. I mean, you don't leave with him unless you're giving him a lift home.
Yeah.
Right, let's get on with it. Anyway, go and see his play, Elling, which sounds like a hoot.
It is a hoot.
Right, let's do the answers to the quiz, Rachel.
Question number one. Name the artist who had a hit with Doncha in 2005. Dom.
Pussycat Dolls.
Carrie.
Pussycat Dolls.
John.
Pussycat Dolls.
Dave.
Pussycat Dolls.
And Chris.
Pussycat Dolls featuring Busta Rhymes, of course.
That is correct, actually.
Yeah!
I'll give over.
But actually, you can have a point for Pussycat Dolls.
See, that's rubbish.
Yep.
I'm just thinking I ought to start with Dave so he doesn't copy anybody else's, but anyway.
That's what I've always done in the past, just said what everybody else has said.
Question number two. In Britain, what were classified as either A or B in 1920? Dave?
I'm going to say roads, Rachel.
Of course.
John?
I wrote drugs.
I knew someone would. Dom?
Roads.
Carrie?
I wrote blood. Blood groups, A and B.
Chris?
I put public toilets.
Well, public toilet A or public toilet B?
What exactly would a public toilet B involve?
What?
What exactly would a public toilet B involve?
Well, is it like going for a number one and a number two?
Maybe.
A for peas, B for other stuff.
Question number three. Right. Approximately how many rivets were used in the fourth rail bridge? 1 million, 4 million, or 7 million? Dave?
7 million.
Chris?
4 million.
John?
4 million.
Dom?
4 million.
Carrie?
4 million.
It was 7 million.
Oh. Yay! Do you know my theory on that is, if there's ever an A, B, or a C option, I always, if I don't know, I'll go for B. Yeah. Because people will always go, right, let's say the, because no, if the answer was 7 and I was writing that question, I'd go, is it 10, 7, or 5? Yeah. You'd always put it in the middle, you'd always go either side.
But I thought 4th Road Bridge, 4 million, 4th, the clue's in the...
Named after the Firth of Forth, you idiot.
Oh, is that why?
It's named after the amount of rivets.
Not the amount of rivets, all right.
Right, question number 4.
Go to Dominic first for this.
Who is Kate Hudson's famous actress mother?
I don't know. I haven't got a clue.
Dave?
Goldie Hawn.
Oh.
John?
Goldie Hawn.
Looking very pleased with yourself there. Carrie?
Goldie Hawn.
Chris?
Goldie Hawn.
It is Goldie Hawn.
Yes.
Rah. I didn't know that.
I'm flying on 2, and I know I've got the next one wrong, so I've got 2 out of 5.
And finally, what is the largest country in the world to have only one time zone? Dave?
I think it's between 2, and I'm going to guess South Africa.
Dom?
I think it's between 3. It's between France, China and South Africa for me, and I'm going to say China, which isn't right.
Carrie?
I almost wrote South Africa and went for China instead.
John?
Mine's wrong. It's, I put Australia, but I don't really know.
Chris?
Put Russia.
It's China.
Yay! Oh, stupid bloody quiz.
Australia, isn't Australia not bigger?
I thought it was between Australia or South Africa, but Australia apparently has different time zones.
John's done it going, I don't give a rat's ass, I'm just here to plug my play.
Right.
Which runs till October.
Anyone get 5 out of 5?
Yeah, me and John.
No, brilliant. You did not.
Yeah, we did. We're 4. Genie eyes.
4, yeah.
Dave. Anyone get 3?
Yeah.
Chris, what did you get?
Oh, whippy do, I got 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Dave's in the lead so far. But should this week count, really?
For a fresh tasting quiz.
Yes!
Yeah, it should.
Of course it should.
Yeah, of course it should.
No, I only got 2.
Did you only get 2?
I'm totting it up here.
That's all right, man. I got 2. He only got 2. Will he get more? I'm doing an impression of you doing voiceovers, John.
Yeah. So it's you.
Have a break. Have a penguin.
That resumes the quiz. Thank you very much.
All right, well, lovely. Well done, everybody. Let's get out of this. Well done, Mr. John Sim, for getting 2 out of 5. Who'd have thought that John was stupid like us? What a surprise.
He's just normal, really.
Yeah.
Mate, it's been lovely to meet you.
And you.
And, as I say, huge Life on Mars fan. Loved you in Doctor Who. I think you'll be great in Star Wars. Apparently it's a TV series, set between 4 and 5.
I'm not doing that.
No.
No. not that they've asked.
Money might be good now,
yeah, maybe. Let's talk about
it. Might be good. Could be the new Star Trek Next Generation.
Battlestar Galactica.
See, now, did you watch that?
Apparently that's very good.
I watched about half of it, and then,
it's not that good.
I'll lend you the DVD. I've got the DVD.
All right.
I'll drop it around.
Okay.
On the way home. And Elling is at the Trafalgar Studios in London. Go and see John in a play. Come on. Live a little. Treat yourself to a couple of nights in London and go and see a play with a famous man off the telly in it.
It's about two Norwegians who are mentally ill.
That's right. Apparently it's hilarious.
It's a right laugh.
Oh, it really is.
It is.
The phone rings, they answer the toaster, they're crazy. Putting toast in the iron. John Sim, love to meet you. John Sim, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
1 to 10.